I have written and rewritten Mum's Eulogy so many times over the last 5 weeks. Susan Donaldson, who I know is outside, gifted me with Mum's story just a few days after Mum passed. And I read it, and I cried. And I rang my brothers and sisters, and I said, Mum, write her own eulogy. And I just really struggled, so I'm just going to start reading, and I'm going to share in a couple of different ways. Deanna Elizabeth Walker was born at home in Page Avenue, North Nowra, on the 23rd of December 1941. The middle child of Walbunja man Reg Walker and Monero Narrago woman Iris Rendell. Her older siblings were Dennis, Ronald, Margaret, Alec, and her younger siblings were Mary, Billy, Bobby and Regina. Mum answered to many names, including Dor, Daughter, Dee, and Big Piece. But the name that meant most of her was the one that was bestowed on her from the day she was born. And she never tried of telling the story about how she got a name. And it goes like this. On the day I was born, Dad was going around telling everyone he had a daughter. My brother Alec picked up on what Dad was saying, and he was running around telling all other kids he had a daughter. So that's how I got the name Dort. We lived at North Nowra on a family farm that was owned by my uncle Ernie Walker. He was George Brown's father. We lived here until I was 6 or 7, and I started school at Nowra Primary School. We moved to Wreck Bay and I went to school there. It was the best days of my life living on Wreck Bay. I loved the school there. I remember the day we left Wreck. I was 12 and the manager took us in his truck to catch the train. As we were leaving Wreck, me and Alec were on the back of the truck. I was crying my eyes out, broken hearted. We moved to a Rambi mission at Cowra, where we lived for 4 years. During the time living at a Rambi mission, Mum went to high school and got a first part-time job cleaning in one of the local banks and forged friendships with families that become lifelong and intergenerational friends, including the Williams family, the Ingrams, the Kennedys and the Coates. She maintained a love for that community and was so proud that the Cowra mob owned them. At the age of 15, and I'm quoting Mum again, I moved to Sydney to live with Uncle Benny and Auntie Sarah Cruz and got a job working at Prince Henry Hospital as a domestic. Mum and Dad at that time moved to Falls Creek and I went on to live with Auntie Jean Miller and Uncle Sam Solomon before moving into Alexandria to live with Auntie Ruth Walker. We all lived in this terrace on Phillip Street. Patsy and Keith Smith were newly married, Journey and Bonnie. It was during this time I had my oldest daughter Iris, just before my 18th birthday at Paddington Hospital in Sydney, and moved back home to be with Mum and Dad at Falls Creek. Mum moved back to Upper Roos in 1960, where she met her husband Jimmy, and while living there had Colin, Derek and Dennis before moving to Narragunda and on to Wollongong in 1963 to be with her father and her brothers following the death of her mother. While living at Wollongong, she went on to have Michelle and Sherilyn Began, while Jason, Leslie and Lucy were all born in Maria. 9 children in 11 years, and all by the time she was 29 years old. All of us living in a very small 3-bedroom house, no running water, no electricity, and those endless hours of washing over wood-fired copper. Those years at Wollongong were particularly hard and difficult for Mum, a time of immense hardship where she experienced levels of degradation that no one should ever have to experience. It was also a time where Mum became politically aware and alongside Jimmy supported her cousin Kenny Brindle by hosting a number of meetings in her home in the lead up to the 1967 referendum. Those small gatherings with those university law students gave birth to and formed part of the foundation for the political activities that were to follow into the 1970s and 80s and place our communities on the South Coast at the forefront of those fights that brought about such profound change for us and saw the establishment of what is now APIC Aboriginal organisations. Many of the services that we now benefit from, including the Aboriginal Legal Service and the Aboriginal Medical Services, and our mum, alongside many of our old people who are no longer with us, was an integral part of that era.
Yeah.
Following the death of her father in 1971 and the departure of a number of family, of other families from Lawyer, Mum made the decision to move to Bomaderry, where we lived until 1977. Those years proved to be quite tumultuous for our family as well, particularly as Jimmy became more active in Aboriginal movement across the state level, which essentially saw us run out of town because of police brutality, and our family relocated to Tamworth overnight. Thanks to the Aboriginal resettlement program's offer of a job that came with a house and a car package. While I remained behind in Nowra and Colin and Derek stayed with them in Laparoos, Mum and Jimmy loved their time at Tamworth and again made friends that have become part of and remain a part of our extended family, including Robbo, Emily and Robbo, who's joined us up the back there, and their children. My family member travelled back to the South Coast for my wedding in November 1979, and on a stopover visit to Laparoos to see Nan Davis on their way back to Tamworth, they decided to stay on until Nan's passing in 1980. Shortly after this, Jimmy was offered a caretaker position at a property out of St. Albans that was owned by the New South Wales Aboriginal Lands Trust. Again, Mum settled into the quiet life and most of us travelled out there for weekends. Then the grandchildren started to arrive and Mum decided she once again wanted to move back to Nowra and managed to get one of the new Housing Commission houses in Cameron Prison, East Nowra in 1984, while Jimmy stayed on that St. Albans as caretaker. They moved back to Nowra in 1984, coincided with the release of the findings of the Richmond Report, an inquiry into institutionalised care. Mum used these findings and recommendations to lobby to have her younger sister, Aunty Regina, released from Kenmore and back into her family's care after being removed from her family following her mother's death in 1962 here in Maria. Aunty Regina was made a ward of the state at the age of 12 years and initially placed in Bomaderry Children's Home. From here, Aunty Regina was transferred to the Spastic Centre in North Ryde until she was 18 years of age. And having nowhere to go, or nowhere that the Aboriginal Welfare Board could place her, she was sent to Kenmore Psychiatric Hospital in Goulburn. She was transferred into Mum's care in 1985 as a result of Mum's tenacious efforts to bring Aunty Regina home to be with family. And Mum cared for Aunty Regina until her passing in 2012. Caring for Aunty Regina and the three younger members of our family didn't seem to keep Mum busy enough. And Aunty Jane Marlowe was looking for some volunteer health workers to help set up the South Coast Aboriginal Medical Centre. Mum very quickly became her favourite to drive patients to Sydney, as she knew her way around and could drive into the Sydney traffic. It got that way that patients were especially asking for Aunty to drive them to appointments. But Mum wasn't only a driver. Once Aunty Jane started to secure funding and the services started to roll out in Nowra, Mum was asked to do reach out clinics at Kermadigi in the boot of her car and down to Maroon to provide support to the mob down here in the very early days of Katungle. Working with the South Coast Aboriginal Medical Service also provided the opportunity for Mum and Jimmy to apply for a housing loan that enabled them to purchase their own home at 21 Gould Avenue Nowra. This home became a halfway house for anyone travelling up and down the coast. There was always a feed on the stove, the urn was constantly on the boil, and there was always a good, warm, clean bed. And boy, could she host a party. I've lost count of the number of 18th and 21st birthdays that were held here. It was also in here in Gould Avenue that Mum and her cousin Shirley Stewart developed a deep friendship, bonding over their love for their joint grandsons, Stuart and Shane. They were inseparable, and talk about love, they competed against one another in the Nowra Primary School damp cooking competition every night. And try and make the biggest and best hamper. As each of us moved back down here around Maroon, Mum started to miss us all. Then when our brother Dennis was diagnosed with motor neurone disease, she didn't hesitate to sell up and relocate to Jerrabombra to be close to Dennis, Kim and their children and to help care for him up until his passing in 2003. While living at Jerra, Mum was presented with the opportunity to visit her traditional lands, to visit the traditional lands of her mother's people for the first time ever. Our grandmother, Iris Pringle, and her young sister were removed from their father, tracker Alec Pringle, following the death of their mother at Cooma, when those two girls were only 8 and 10 years old. They were taken to Cootamundra Girls' Home, where they were trained as domestic servants, separated and placed into service. The opportunity to connect with her mother's people and country set her on a journey along with ANU research student Christine Hansen to trace her ancestors' movements across the Monero plains and the Snowy Mountains, and gave those stories voice through her thesis, a telling absence. Mum spent the next 18 years advocating for those stories to be told and for acknowledgement of Monero and Arrigo people's sovereign interests to uphold in order to maintain the integrity as it relates to their cultural heritage and the stories that connect those people to that country. Over this period of time, Mum also became involved in the conversations around the planned Anambak Recorder and Biomanga National Parks, and was subsequently appointed to the inaugural Gulga National Park Board of Management, and was elected deputy chairperson. She was later elected chairperson and served for 2 consecutive terms on the Board of Management. Mum was able to move back here to Dalmeny, an opportunity to come back here in 2010. And she's been able to live out those last 10 years of her life at Dalmeny. I've told you some stories about where Mum has lived, where she was born, and where she's lived over the years. But that's not who Mum was. Mum was a beloved daughter and sister, dearly loved wife of Jimmy, cherished mother and mother-in-law of me and Dave, Colin and Kath, Derek, Dennis and Kim, Michelle and Daniel, Cheryl and Darren, Jason, Leslie and Lucy and Peter. She was grandmother to Jesse, Zach, Jordan, Acacia, Kalinda, Melanie, Hope, William, Gemma, Aaron, Elise, Nicole, Stuart, Shane, Tamsin, Adam, Reagan, Isaac, Caleb, Emily, Iris, Seth, Jackson, Peter, Mia, and Kobe. She was also a great-grandmother to Alex, Talia, Madison, Sienna, Hamish, Ezra, Noah, Isaiah, Kainan, Khan, Alyssa, Gypsy Rose, Sunny, Ella, Jordan, Weston, Kyra, Yasmin, Eltia, Myara, Deanna, Stuart, Lacey, Kaidon, Jada, Jakiah, Layla, Kay, and Jashan, Wendell, Jace, Ty, and Claire. Mum has a total of 27 grandchildren and 34 grandchildren. And just a couple of things, I guess, to finish with. Life with Mum was really an adventure. Mind you, it's had its ups and downs, and we've hit many bumpy roads along with that bumpy rides along the way. A creek was always a creek, and almost every childhood yarn started with, when I was a kid at Brick Bay, or when we lived at Cara. It's hard, you cannot fit those 79 years and all the stories that we share as family and friends of Mum. She was larger than life, and I'd like the slideshow to really tell some of that story. But before I finish, there are so many people to thank who've been involved in caring for our Mum over the past year. Luke Wheeler, Ivan Goolagong, and Tina Kelly from Community Health. Maxine and Michelle and the team from Uniting, you persevered. Dr. Sharma and the staff from the Plaza Medical Centre and Plaza Pharmacy staff. And finally, the staff at Estia Nursing Home who so lovingly cared for our Mum during the past 5 weeks of her life. Thank you for allowing us to be with her and be by her side when we could not take her home. Betty Conley, Emily and Robbo, Lynn Wellington, Coral Adler, Craig, the whole Lick Bay Adler family, and our Marigold Cloud family, and our Rec Bay Walker Brown family. Thank you for holding our hand and just loving us from afar over the last 5 weeks. We love you.